da 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 Albany news. Last night, Jet was served a pea in his gravy serve. Mr. Christie was punished severely after this. Blake from 6W was questioned later after the incident occurred. "I was blown away from this," he said. "How come I didn't get one myself?" Jet was also questioned. "Very lucky I was. Very lucky indeed." Mr. Christie is not allowed to serve at local kitchens or cafeterias anymore.
Ha ha, that's sad.
Da 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 Albany news.
For the past few nights, there has been a competition running from dusk till dawn between the rival gangs Geek and Muttonbird. This consists of the two dorms going face to face trying to be the loudest. The representative from Muttonbird Dorm, Rowan O'Dwyer, has released this statement saying, "I think the Geek Dorm can't even touch the decimals we're cranking out."
The other representative from the Geek Dorm, Kaylin Sanna, states that obviously we're the loudest dorm ever. On Thursday night at exactly 9:49 p.m., the unexpected happened.
At first, the Muttonbird let out their loudest girl shriek their lungs could handle. The Geek Dorm countered this at exactly 146.778 decimals.
This is a new world record, which was previously held by Jonathan, Ishan's imaginary friend, but was now taken over by Sally Panini. The Geek Dorm was about to take their biggest scream yet, then Mr. Eugene Wong stepped in.
Once everyone was quiet, the Muttonbird climbed victory into the night. Muttonbird sung their anthem
all through.
Earlier this morning, the 6H student James Parker was accused of Grand Death Biscuit. After eating morning tea, it is said that on the bus ride from the Andak Center to the wind farm, he found the open biscuit packet and committed the crime. Here is witness William Thorne.
Yeah, I saw an arm reach around and grab his favorite biscuit and ate it so gracefully that you could see the gods in the sky.
Police are onto this and have told us this crime is punishable by
death.
No. Just 5 years jail.
A young boy, just wanting to enjoy his time at camp, is scared to death by a deathly gas tank. Mr. Rowan O'Dwyer, while walking back from the fire pit, when he sees a white gas tank. Apparently no one saw his first emotion, but he came into his dorm crying. Later, after his friends had encouraged him, he randomly walked outside and started hitting the tank with a stick. We currently have a reporter on site in Camp Corona interviewing Mr. O'Dwyer.
Tell us what happened when you tried to battle the gas tank.
Well, I hit the gas tank and gained 2 HP. Then I realized it couldn't attack it back, so I kept hitting it again and gained 2 battle stars. Then I went back to my dorm to annoy the other people with my crazy stories.
On Thursday, 9th of May 2019, at the famous Albany Wind Farm, Emily Parr and Ella Richards were caught jumping over the propellers of a windmill.
Two eyewitnesses, Sasa Halliday and Elisa Reynolds, said that they're lucky to still be alive.
It was a dangerous sight, as they could have fallen from the 60-metre windmill, Alicia reported.
I can't believe that they did something that silly, Sasa commented.
Nobody knows the truth, but further investigations are commencing.
Were Emily and Ada jumping over the propellers or the shadows of the propeller?
On the 9th of May 2019 at 7:30 a.m., there was a tragic disaster. Mr. Nelson was handing out hash browns to every table except Miss Zoe Cheer's table. Miss Cheer explained, "Every other table got a hash brown except ours. It is a complete and utter outrage."
Whilst this was happening, Miss Justine Elliman and Miss Ruby Hartnett were protesting this matter. Miss Sasha Halliday was cleaning her teeth with her Sesame Street toothbrush after eating her hash brown. But Mr. Aidan Gurr was not holding a hash brown, but a peanut butter toast. Mr. Aidan Gurr stated, "This is a disgrace to hash brown kind. The police are investigating further info."
Dun dun dun!
On the 9th of May, Ruby Hartnett and Amelia O'Keefe came out to their dorms for morning tea to find all of the cookies had gone. They had protested loudly and said, "This is no laughing matter. We have not eaten since breakfast."
Amelia said later, "I didn't get my favourite daily chocolate cookie." The teachers went out in sympathy for them and gave them each a
Sniffy the pig. A tragic event has occurred in the Year 6 OLP in Albany. Andy Zhao has reportedly woken up to find a pig in his bed. Andy said, "I woke up and found a snout in my face. The pig was sniffing rapidly at high decibels." Andy is now being treated for shock and strangeness. Miss Maslin walked into Andy's dorm and stared at the pig, surprised and scared. Miss Maslin reports, "The poor girl was lying on top of the pig. This is very endangering to young children. I don't care if it's a stuffed pig, but a pig is a pig." Andy was snoring and making strange noises. A very weird morning for some Year 6 campers.
On the 9th of May 2019 at Camp Coronop in Albany, a national inquiry was raised into footy balls. Thanks to the swift reactions of the bystanders, the ball was subdued from harming anyone else and handed to the police. Mr. Aidan Matthew Gurr kicked the football up high and it landed with a loud thud. This noise alarmed many campers, after which the police was called. When the police arrived, they examined the ball closely and found the dangerous substance named air.
The 75% hydrogen and 25% oxygen substance compound is extremely dangerous as its breather releases carbon dioxide, a toxic gas that can destroy the atmosphere. A national inquiry has been raised into the safety and usability of footballs, and the AFL and NRL is considering to change their balls. One of the teachers on the campus, Miss Adele Hales, commented, "I feel so lucky that I had not been hit by that ball."
Tuesday morning at Camp Coronap, 11:30 a.m., Miss Christy Leung and her friends Miss Maxine Nina and Miss Isabel Hitchum were walking along the beach. While they were walking, Christy wanders off alone, leaving Isabel and Maxine. While doing her independent bushwalk, Christy found two snails called Panda and Rocky,
which she secretly pocketed back to her dorm room. Two girls in her dorm room, Salia and Amelia, found the two snails on a bench top at 8:50 p.m. "They were too smelly," complained Salia. "They make our dorm room stink," complained Amelia. After 5 minutes, they decide to throw the snails out of the window and never seen the disgusting snails again.
Hello and welcome to Nine News. The last thing you'd want in your Burger King burger is someone's toenails, but that might be what you get. A child was caught smuggling in some Burger King burgers and giving it away for money. The children of Camp Coronup were found smuggling their toenails into the burgers and selling them again. The teachers believe that this was the start of a bigger plan, but they will never know.
On Tuesday the 7th of May, Mr. James G. in the Mussenberg dorm at Camp Coronup was found brushing his teeth for 1 second and 31 milliseconds too short. He brushed his teeth for 1 minute, 58 seconds and 69 milliseconds, which is regarded to be deadly by the ADD, Australian Dental Department.
Mr. Aidan Gurr, an ADD official, states, "Here at ADD, we set the regulation for teeth brushing 2 minutes and 2 to 3 times a day. This means that Mr. James G. will receive a $1,000 fine and from now on will have to be held back in a straitjacket with an ADD official brushing his teeth."
Wednesday the 9th of May, Isabel Hugh-Toombs was caught launching her rocket bottle during free time. News reporters are now flying from all over the world to get a glimpse of this important event in history. "It only crashed a few times," says Miss Hugh-Toombs. Miss Christy Leung claims how much it hurt when it crashed onto her shoulder. "It was horribly painful how it crashed onto my shoulder. Thank goodness I didn't go to the hospital, as it was only a rocket."
Thursday the 10th of May in the Dorps, Miss Hugh-Toombs launched the rocket again, and it made a bloop sound. She claims this wasn't for the last time. Was this for the good or the bad?
Wait, not record.
A tragic incident occurred when Mr. Aidan Gurr was diagnosed with an overdose with pizza. The next day, he was dead. The camp nurse, Miss Lockyer, brought the lifeless form of Mr. Aidan Gurr to the morgue. The operating staff, the chickens, started to work with his autopsy. Suddenly, they heard a groan from his body. In fright, the chickens fled, leaving the body to rise from the dead. He made his way to the dining room, while children screamed in terror. They cleared out, leaving an empty room full of pizza. Not daring to face the food, Mr. Aidan Gurr decided to stay in his form as a zombie.